Gittin Yerushalmi, co-signed to Gittin Bavli Daf Lamed Daled. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chofmer base on the 11th line, Ish Pliny. Ish Pliny v'chol shem sheyeshla, the Mishnah said Pliny and every name that he has. Yigadfmachat ha'ha v'shmei Reuven v'apik shmei Shimon. Think about it, and you'll understand if his name was Reuven and he called himself Shimon in the get, it's possible. Ela ani Pliny v'chol shem sheyeshli, rather, Ramlio enacted that he should write I, Pliny, and every name that I have. Bithim became Amru Hayula Shtei Noshim, Achav Yehuda v'Achav B'Galil, V'loi Shnei Shemus Ach, Achav Yehuda v'Echav B'Galil, V'kofa Ze Shav Yehuda V'Goresh Zu Shav B'Galil, Shav B'Galil V'Goresh Zu Shav Yehuda Eina V'Goreshes. The Tosefta says that further than this, it can be possible even if he used a real name of his, which is if he had two wives, one in Yehuda and one in Galil, and he has two names, one in Yehuda and one in Galil. And he wrote his name in Yehuda to divorce the wife in Galil, and his name in Galil to divorce the wife in Yehuda. Neither of them is divorced. Masnitha, it should say, Keshahaifa Yehuda v'kafa l'garish b'Galil, v'Galil v'kafa l'garish b'Yehuda. V'haifa Yehuda v'kafa l'garish b'Yehuda, v'haifa b'Galil v'kafa l'garish b'Galil, tavezu m'gureshes. So we can infer from this that the Tosefta disqualifies when she was in Yehuda and he wrote in either name to divorce in Galil, or she was in Galil and he wrote to divorce in Yehuda. That if she was in Yehuda and he wrote his name in Yehuda to divorce in Yehuda, or she was in Galil and he wrote his name in Galil to divorce in Galil, then she is divorced. Rabbi Ili v'tchela sarach leima ani ploini, it should say b'Yehuda, im kol shem sheyesh li b'Galil. Rabbi Lal said, ideally he has to write, I, Pliny, in Yehuda, with every name that I have in Galil. Haya Shori, B'mokim Acher, Megarish, Shasei Be'Avraham Shiyotze. If he was dwelling elsewhere and didn't establish either name there, and he divorced there, he divorced with whichever name he wants. Amr B'Yosi Hadadad Amar, L'Sha'Ovar, Aval L'Chatchil Asach, L'Me'Avet Ka'ador, D'Rabbi Eli. Rabbi Yosi says, this that you said is B'Di'Avet, but ideally he has to do, like Rabbi Eli means write both his names. Amar Rabbi Abin, im yotzer l'shem b'mokim acher soch l'hazkir shloshtam. Rabbi Abin said that if he received a third name elsewhere, he has to mention all three. Tamant hanin an kaisen get l'ish af api she'ein ishtoi imoi, v'shoibar l'isha af api she'ein ba'al ima, v'vad shehi makiram v'abal nisen es haschar. The Mishnah says that we write a get for a man even if his wife is not with him, and a receipt for payment of the ksuba for a woman even if her husband is not with her, as long as he recognizes them, as we explained, and the husband pays the sofer's wage for both of them. Amar the Abba Sach Shehe Makir Es Shnehem. The Abba says he has to recognize both of them. Amar Rabbi La Sach Shehe Makir Le'ish Beget Le'ish B'Shoiva. Rabbi La says he has to recognize the man in order to write the get, and he has to recognize the woman in order to write the receipt. Rabbi Avon Barachia Boy Kremi Rabbi Loi, he should say, Lehigia Atmacha, Legi Atmacha Shehevi Isha Cheres Girishba. Rabban, Rabbechia asked Rabbi Lo, think about it, if he bought another man's wife and divorced her, the witnesses will testify that she's divorced. Amalei Lekushevo, Yehidu Eidim. Rabbi Lo answered that Bistin knows where there are two men in the city of this name, they will permit her only when witnesses testify about which man divorced her. Lekain Amar Rish Lokish, also Eidim Achasumim Alashtar, Commission Echba Eidus Amar Beistin. Gemara asked, didn't Rish Lokish say that witnesses signed on a document if this testimony was investigated in Beistin, and we should rely on the signatures? Taman Veshamu Loi Chatamnu Kol Eka, Vamhacha Ba'im Beze Chatamnu, Uloi Chatamnu Alze. The answer is, that's when they say that they didn't sign at all, and they cannot retract their testimony. But here, they say, we signed for him, we didn't sign for him. And they believe to clarify the testimony. Masnifa, Pliga al Rabbi Abba, Roshoina Hayom, Mashana Shmei Ushma, Shem Roy, Shem Ira. Rabbi Abba asked from the Mishnah, at first one would change his name, her name, the name of the city, and the name of her city. Im b'makira b'zeh, sach lishanaitis Shmei Sam. If he recognizes her, is there need to be concerned lest he change their names? If Barnash, Techagmen, Lechaveyoin, Ba'apen, Leyadin, Shmasayin. The Gemara answers, there are people who recognize colleagues by their face but don't know their names. The witnesses must know that she is his wife, but they need not know their names. Asnisa Pliga al Rabbi Eli. Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel, Shihu Kosim, Ish Pliny, Bechol Shem Shiesh, Ish Pliny, Bechol Shem Shiesh, La, Mivne Tikkun Olam. The Gemara asks again for Eli from a Mishnah, Gamliel enacted that they write Pliny in every name that he has, Pliny in every name that she has, because of Tikkun HaOlam. And why do we need all of her names? Earlier, Rabbi Lah answered that Beis Din permits her only when witnesses testify that her husband divorced her. Masnisa Megarash Baal Kochoi, Manda Amma Rabbi Lah, Megarash Ritzaine. The Gemara answers that our Mishnah discusses one who divorced Baal Kochoi. Beis Din forced him to do so, perhaps he changed his name in order to disqualify the get. Rabbi Lah discusses one who divorced willingly. And we're concerned that lest he seek to permit another's wife. The witnesses have to recognize him, and Beis Din will not permit her until witnesses testify that her husband divorced her. V'yifta by Meimah, v'magarash v'makoymois achirim, mandamah v'v'ili v'magarash v'isamokoym. And second answer is, our Mishnah discusses one who divorces elsewhere, not where the get is written. You can't bring witnesses to Beis Din, so the get has to have all of her names. But we'll discuss as one who divorced in that place. Ka'ador, dushu achoy t'dodo habu m'shabek itse, Asa uvda kami bavonan amin hi titain igla. We said earlier that the husband pays the sofa's wage. Now this is like the case of Dushu, the brother of Dodo. He divorced his wife, and the case came in front of Rabbanan, and they said that she pays the wage. The Mishnah said that the husband pays the wage. Rabbi v'shem Shmuel b'mecheles liksubasa. And Rabbi quoting Shmuel, answered that our Mishnah discusses when she pardons her ksuba to him, and he gets all the benefit, and therefore he pays the wage.